Yeah, learn you've been schutz of first shlema for Baruch Tzibir of Kabatia, David Hanach Mordechai, for the Simcha B'Sor Shorcha Yisrael. Also, my grandfather's yahrzeit coming up, Yutis Tishrei, Moshe Chai Ben Adidya, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh V'Levracha. Rav Moshe Kubrin, the Kubrin Rebbe, where Slonim really comes from, the Kubrin has a beautiful idea on the Gemara, a famous Gemara on Avodah Zarah Gimel Manaf. The Gemara says that Allah Zulava, Kodesh Baruch, is going to test the non-Jews, and he's giving them a mitzvah kala. And he's going to give them an easy mitzvah. He's going to call it, and sukkah is going to be the mitzvah. And what happened was, each one's going to go to their sukkah. Va'osa sukkah barosh gago. They're going to make their sukkah on top of their rooftops. And ask the Kubrin Rebbe, why are they dafka making their sukkahs on the top of their rooftops? We know famous that the Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu brings a very hot day, and then they kick the sukkah on the way out, but says the Kubrin Rebbe, why are they making their sukkahs on the rooftops? And the Moshe Kubrin says a beautiful idea. He says that you want to know why they made their sukkahs on the rooftops? Specifically, because they wanted to make sure that no one would enter their sukkah. They needed to have a sikah. They were like a spy on the roof to make sure, okay, the creator of the world can give us a sukkah, a mitzvah, but we don't have to share that with anyone else. That's a non-Jewish sukkah. Maybe that's what we could say. It's not the Kabrina, but this is me. Maybe that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu brought that Tama's heat. But when we enter our sukkah, said the Kabrina Rebbe, we have to make sure that we do besimcha, to bring in guests. Not just like, oh, another guest, but to be besimcha with our guests. To show the love. As we know, we're still in the days of awe, the days of Yemei Adin. Oh, up until Hashan Rab, Arya Shag Milo Yira. Arya, the Shalak Kadosh says that when the lion roars, who doesn't fear, the Pasuk in Amma says. Ari is El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. The lion is still roaring. We have to make sure. Yishmael Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're still caring about his people, no matter what. Even Yom Kippur is over, we're still caring about his people. And specifically, when it comes to Sukkot, to share Zman Simcha Seinu, to share our Simcha with everyone else. And this is actually brought down in a beautiful story. The Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski, the Rebbe of Vilna, was very sick one Sukkot. He was sick. He was very sick. He couldn't even make it to the Sukkah. What happened was, it was one of his contemporaries, the spouse, Sruti Eish, Rechel Yaakov Weinberg, came to go visit Rav Chaim Ozer. And what happened was, Rav Chaim Ozer said, I can't make it to the sukkah. I'm star potem in the sukkah, but I want you to go. I want my guests to be able to go to the sukkah. And what happened was, is that the Sruti Eish went to the sukkah. And what happened was, after a few minutes, Rav Chaim Ozer came in also. And the Sruti Eish, Rav Weinberg said, Rav Chaim Ozer, with all due respect, but star potem in the sukkah, so he's clear halacha and shulchan aruch, go back inside. And Rav Chaim Ozer says, you're right. Chazal say pater mitzvah pater min asuka, but Chazal doesn't. They don't say mitzvah pater mitzvah achnosus orchim. Someone who's sick, someone who's not feeling well, is not pater from the achnosus orchim. And even though I might be pater from the sukkah, I'm not pater from achnosus orchim. That was Rav Chaim Ozer's care. Even when he was sick, he went above and beyond, like his great great grandfather Avraham Avinu. After the days of Rebbe Shmuel, he still looked for guests, and that's what the Beis Yisrael says. Beis Yisrael says. Is that for Achnasus Orchim, not only for Achnasus Orchim, also Achnasus Orchim for the Ushpizin, to be able to make sure that we're caring about the Ushpizin's covered as well. So Hashem should bless us now, be able to take this message of the Kabrina Rebbe, the Dafka, we want to know why the Najus built their sukkah on top of the rooftop to make sure no one would come in. We want Dafka, we want people to come in. We want to share Simcha with everybody else. Ari Shag Milo Yira, we want to show Kadosh Baruch Hu spreading the love. And that was the message of Chaim Ozer, even though he was a mitzvah patur in the sukkah, when the Sruti Eish came to go visit him, He still came to the sukkah. He says, just because I'm mitzvah patam in the sukkah doesn't mean that mitzvah is patam from achnasas orchem. We should be zochah to spread the love and care and kindness. If we do this, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with a good geben shir and a good kvitel bez Hashem for us and all of Klai Yisrael. Have a good moed, and bez Hashem, let's take in this message.